Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
Jules, question. Steve, this bullshit with the judiciary is not new. I saw it in a divorce, which began in 1997 and in 2022. My. They played mind games with the children. It's all about the 750,000 that I was charged. Dang. Blagojevich actually stepped in and boom. Is it Blagojevich? Is that the Chicago, former Chicago mayor? Actually stepped in. Boom. That's when he sold. Oh, yeah. Sold Obama's seat. That's right. Okay, good. I now believe that Blagojevich is innocent. Obama era began this woke crap. The legal system against Blagojevich negate B went after the judges for the children court horrors. All right. Yes, Jules.
But first, gang, I got to tell you, I was utterly shocked when I was recently shown just how easy it is to access the deed to my house and not just access it, but change it. I mean, if you don't know, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, take out tons of loans using our home's equity, and then stick us with the debt. And by the way, if you think homeowners insurance is going to bail you out, you got another thing coming. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. I mean, that's $100 value, absolutely and totally free if you use my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
Well, I think you're right. Wokeness did seem to start with Obama. Many scholars trace wokeness, the beginning of wokeness, with Trayvon Martin. So what year was that? 2011, 2012? I forget. Because that's the first time you saw this phrase. Do you remember white Hispanic? I'm forgetting now the perpetrator there, the defender defending his life, Zimmerman, right? Yeah, that's the first time you see this phrase white Hispanic, and argument for these scholars, and I could give you the sources for this because there's a particular article is very good on this. The argument is that after the election of Obama, these race hucksters didn't know what to do anymore. I mean, because now you've got, you know, your first black president, right? We're a post-racial society now. Peace, love, harmony. Isn't this great? I mean, that's how he was campaigning. I remember somebody, I had a coffee with a huge Obama supporter in 2008. And he was trying to convince me that Obama was post-racial. Obama being half black, half white is the symbol of unifying our country. Ironic, right? But no, there's like we talked about with the ADL or the SPLC, there's too much money that's made. It's an industry in grievance politics. So they needed to find a new grievance. And Trayvon Martin seemed to be the perfect example for it. Not perfect, sorry. A semi-perfect example in that Zimmerman apparently was like half white, right? He's Peruvian and the other half is Caucasian, I forget. So they called him a white Hispanic in order to push the very narrative that Vivek pushed back against, is that white supremacy is somehow an insidious problem. The key dynamic animating modern racism today. So it did seem to start there, and then it just went on steroids with George Floyd, Michael Brown before that, but then George Floyd in 2020. That was it. That was its apex, and that's when you start to see the DEI programs explode across the country in corporations, and that's, you know, yeah, enough said there. So, no, I'm with you. I think judiciary itself is incredibly problematic, precisely because of what's known as positivist law or legal positivism, and it is this notion that law in the end is simply the plaything of professionals and so-called jurist experts, legal experts, who are themselves accountable to no one.
I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.